More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
This is kind of ironic. Ark Encounter, speaking of waters.
Yeah.
A Kentucky-based Noah's Ark replica are suing their insurers for refusing to cover recent damage caused by...
water.
Flooding.
Wow, that's a great ark.
Well, what did you build it for?
Yeah, you didn't build it right.
No. Should have followed the instructions.
You really should have. I cover what's real, hide what's true, but sometimes bring out the courage in you. What am I?
Coast FM, hello. Who's this?
Leanne.
What do you reckon? That's a tricky one.
I have makeup.
Makeup. So I cover what's real, hide what's true, but sometimes bring out the courage in you. It is, in fact, makeup. It is. Just like that.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's makeup.
Oh, it is, but it's not really freaky. Well, it's freakish proportion-wise.
It's freakishly huge.
Today. Welcome, people, and welcome to... Now, can we reveal his real name, or do we just call him the man
behind...
Well,
I think we can at this point in time.
It's the Peel Palmy reviewer.
Peel Palmy's back in fashion with, I don't know, it's a 1 kilo Palmy. Not the best thing to come back into.
Look, because you do have your own Instagram page. Peel Palmy's if you want to follow him. Let's see if we get his followers up, hey.
It's Crofty, if you're wondering. Our own Ethan is
here. Our very own Crofty.
You are quite the Peel Palmy expert,
yeah,
clearly.
So your Instagram page is full of Palmy reviews from pubs around the Peel region.
It started a couple of years ago, just me and a couple of mates. We always got together for a nice Palmy out and about. We thought, oh, far out, this place is all right. But how about the place next door? Let's find out how well they go.
Oh, so
we just
made your way around
a little
town.
Review and see how we feel about all the places. And it started to stack up, but then as the reviews stacked up, the kilos and the belt notches stacked up as well. So I haven't done a review in a while. I think it's about 2 years.
The last one says 111 weeks ago.
Yeah, not too fashionably good with my time.
We're winding it back up again. And of course, this is all part of the Palmy Army where we're giving people a chance to take on the Kilo Palmy Challenge at the Bouvard Tavern.
Yeah. Cool.
And they've,
which
they've,
is what we have today.
They freshly brought
are
it
we
in.
Reviewing it?
Can we get
Let's do the big reveal. This
the
is
size.
A monster. Oh, they've actually done 5 palmies together with 0.5 kilo of chips and a side salad. That is what you have to complete to win the Palmy Challenge, which is palmies for the rest of the year to a value of $1,000 plus $200 bar card at the Bouvard Tavern.
Or I'm guessing,
amazing.
I'm guessing whoever gets the closest is going to get...
I assume if no one finishes...
That is just daunting. Who is going to finish that? Has anyone finished it yet?
They said 70 people have done it. 6 people have actually finished it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's the challenge ahead of you. If you want to be a part of the army, by the way, coastlive.com.au. Get around it. But right now, we're going to taste this. Let's
portion
review
them up
it.
So we can
all right, I'll portion up. You just chat amongst yourselves.
Take the lead, Nick. Now, Tamelia, the things we're looking for here. You can take the man out of the review, but you can't take the review out of the man. That's what I'm saying.
One of the questions we ask of potential Palmy Army contestants is, what are your preferences when it comes to sauce v cheese ratios?
Well, you want good layering when you cross-section the up. Oh! Nick, we'll just get a little cross section in there. So nice succulent breast. The cheese is nicely melted, looks grilled. Nice and crispy outside. One big thing that does stick out for me though, and people are, this is yay or nay for some people, is that the palmies are sitting on the chips. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm okay with that.
I like some saucy chips, so I'm all right
you
with
like
that.
Some saucy chips?
I do like a saucy chip.
I've heard that about you. No, well, see, because you want them to be big enough.
Yes.
But you're the reviewer.
I mean, that's the thing, though. Are we going to find a plate big enough to fit 5 separate palmies on
it
with all the chips next to it?
Well, yeah, in this case, well, not next to them. They've had to put them on top. So is that a make or break for you?
Will I find out?
Oh, that's it.
No, we'll find out. It does look very delicious, though.
Chips are great. I've started with a chip.
What are your thoughts? Initial thoughts?
I love the fact that it's 7:50 on Friday morning and I'm eating a chicken palmy.
I just realised I didn't give any knives and forks. What animals?
It hasn't
stopped
me.
So what are your thoughts? They're nice and saucy.
Chips are nice. We're going for the palmy right now.
Cheese sauce ratio. How's it going?
It's got a lovely bit of tang on it.
Oh, a bit of tang, bit of spice.
Comes from the sauce. No, the tomatoey sauce is
sauce, just like your nonna would make it. That's nice. Good seasoning, good flavour. The cheese is nice. Not too much cheese. Nice amount of cheese.
Yeah, okay. So overall, how's this looking?
pretty fair decent.
I don't think there's any question about the quality of these. The question, I guess, is going to be, I don't think we're going to get... I don't think three of us are going to get through a kilo of palmy this morning.
Absolutely not. We'll have to share this around.
So this is going to be the ongoing task for the rest of the morning.
This will be here Monday morning.
But what are the chances, you reckon, of someone knocking this off? Is there a time limit that they make them do it in generally?
No, just whoever finishes first.
Wow.
Oh, actually, I don't think they've got an hour.
Bring your eating pants.
An hour.
Maybe.
If you're up for this challenge, check the video. We'll show you the size of it online.
Before we go, though, what is your score out of 10? Because you do give a score out of 10 on Peel Palmies. Peel Palmies on Instagram, by the way. Follow him.
Yes, get around it. Out of 10? Well, considering it's my first palmy back in a while, you'd have to go 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
You got quality, you got quantity. Looks impeccable. I'm getting it in the start as well.
The Bouvard Tavern team were nice enough to cook it and bring it in for us at 7:30
this morning. Freshly cooked at 7:30.
So I reckon that's definitely a 10.
10 out of 10.
Join
up. From the Bouvard Tavern.
Suggest your ideas and be a part of the Palmy Army at coastlive.com.au.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
It's Plug In Entertainment News. Nikki, take it away.
Massive news. You two are coming to Australia.
Hey.
How good is that? The band will be heading down under this November for their Joshua Tree World Tour. They will wrap up the Aussie leg here in Perth at Optus Stadium on November 27.
What is? There must be an anniversary. Joshua Tree must be turning 50 or something horrible.
I think it was 20 something years was the reason for doing the world tour, which has been going for almost a year, I think. Already. Wow. It's been a long time. Tickets go on sale June 11 with details at u2.com. Now, George and Amal Clooney are offering fans the trip of a lifetime to hang out with them in Italy. The Clooneys are fundraising through Amaze for the Clooney Foundation for Justice, which campaigns against human rights abusers. We really love Amal, and it was about time George knew who the real star is, I think.
I'm Amal Clooney's husband, George, and we'd like to invite you to come with us to Lake Como. Are you sure that's how you want me to say it?
People love Amal. She's really the selling point here.
Okay. Really, why don't we do a take where it just says Amal will be there and I won't even be there?
That is a fantastic idea. Let's do that.
I was kidding. You know what? I don't need a script. I'm just going to speak from my heart. Hi, I'm George Clooney. Amal is one of the most intelligent, compassionate, and impressive people you'll ever meet. And I am the two-time sexiest man alive. I played Danny Ocean in the Ocean's movies. I was on a little show called ER in the 90s. Oh, and you guys like superhero movies? Well, I was Batman. I was the only Batman with nipples. Little show.
I've forgotten about the only Batman with nipples. He goes on, by the way.
To enter, you can head to amaze.com/Clooney. Now, some magical news for Harry Potter fans, with J.K. Rowling announcing she will release 4 new books next month. The stories have been adapted from the audiobook Harry Potter, A History of Magic, and are themed around the lessons studied at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. The first book in the series will be released June 27, almost 22 years after the first ever Harry Potter book.
You're busy.
Now, Miley has released a teaser ahead of the release of her new single, She Is Coming. This is what she's given us. Hit the goose, raise the toes, pop the Miley.
Okay.
Ooh, sounds pretty cool. The single is out tomorrow.
Nikki and Zamello.
97.3 Coast FM.